The squibs leaned into one another, whispering in squibal. Amala poked her head up and regarded Alana with large, soft, doe-like eyes for an instant before rejoining the blue huddle. Finally, they seemed to reach an agreement and step back.
You got a deal,
Grease said.
Finally,
muttered Han.
You know where Dala is? Pressed Leia.
We know where she's heading. She's not quite there yet. Or she might be. We don't know,
Sly said.
She's heading for the Meridian Sector. Paducas Torrio, specifically.
Why there? Asked Zek. I thought for sure she'd be heading for Imperial space.
She wants you to go back to familiar ground,
Imala said.
She's got a history with that place.
Yes, she most certainly does,
Leia said. She looked meaningfully at Han.
That was where she went when she found Legius again. I think she was there until his murder.
There's a Moff there she's got it in for,
Grease said.
Except he's got a bantha-sized head and thinks she wants to ally with him instead. Name of Tol Gatels. We were doing some, research on him for the Imperial Remnant.
Also half true, said Zek. By some mathematical reckoning, that might add up to a single entire truth.
Not by mine, said Han. Keep going.
I'm not lying,
Grease protested, scowling and showing teeth that were startlingly sharp and white for a squib his age.
That's how we were able to intercept the communication. From there, we were able to backtrace it and tap into some other messages. She talked to several people. We have them recorded verbatim.
We'll want to listen to those, but give us the short version first,
Han said. Leia stepped away for a moment, clicking her comlink and speaking softly.
Moff Anson and Moff Gatels,
said Amala promptly.
What about them?
You said you wanted the short,
began Sly, but as Han took a step toward him, he put up his small hands.
Okay, okay, hold your do-backs. She contacted Moff Anson first. There's apparently some other Moff she doesn't like.
She doesn't seem to like very many of them,
Amala said.
Name Lesserson,
said Grease, picking up where Sly left off. The transition was handled with ease and familiarity.
Seems Vanson used to be friends with Lesserson, but he's been feeling ignored recently. Dala promised Vanson that if he supported her claim to become head of state of the Empire, eliminating first Jag and then Gatels, she'd see to it that he would get Moff Gatels' territories.
A tempting offer, Leia said, returning to the group. I just contacted a Sheik.
A Sheik was Jag's devoted Chiss assistant. Han nodded. If anyone could shed light on the squib's claim, it would be him.
Their story checks out. In a very convoluted manner, they actually were working for Jag.
See? And to think you doubted us,
said Sly.
I still do. Keep going, said Han.
Isn't that enough?
Asked Sly in an injured tone.
What more do you want from us? We've told you where she's going, who she's working with, and who she's setting up.
How many recordings do you have?
More than enough,
Grease said quickly, as Amala opened her mouth to answer.
We've told you everything we said we would. Now you need to take us to safety.
Han held up an index finger.
One moment, he said.
He patted Alana on the head and motioned to Leia. The two of them stepped aside and spoke quietly.
What do you think? Leia asked.
I think we ought to leave him here with some supplies and take off before whoever came after them comes after us and Alana,
Han said.
You wouldn't.
Han scowled.
I miss being the bad guy.
Softy.
Those oversized pack rats will see just how soft I am if any of those guys get near our granddaughter again.
That reminds me,
Leia said, glancing back over to the squibs. Terran and Zek still stood nearby, but Alana had gone right up and was talking to them. She was, Leia noted, with a pang familiar from 3 decades earlier, already taller than Amala.
How quickly they grow.
Again, something flitted across her mind, but she dismissed it.
When I was talking to a Sheik, I described the uniforms to him, and he was able to ID them for me. Guess who our attackers work for?
Moff Gatels.
You get a prize.
That's the same guy the squibs were spying on. What the heck did they do to get him so ticked off at them? Some gloriously complicated scheme, no doubt.
Or something as simple as getting caught, Leia said. Every covert operative runs that risk, Han. You should know that.
Then why are they acting so mysterious?
Han wanted to know.
Something's going on they're not telling us about.
I agree they're hiding something, but they're squibs. Think about their culture. It's quite likely that they're always hiding something, Leia pointed out. They've delivered on their end of the bargain. We need to do the same. Not just because it's the right thing to do, but because they put their lives at risk in order to get this information to us. Knowing where Dalla is and what her plans are is going to help both the GA and Jag.
Han sighed.
I suppose you're right. Do I have to like it?
No.
Good.